Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
Violet Hour presents
Hollow, Episode 3, Trillium. The following podcast contains adult language and graphic content. Listener discretion is advised.
I swear, I think I've spent at least 5 full years of my life in space.
What are you, 150?
Last time I checked, I'm only 5 years older than you, Major.
Permiso? Excuse me.
Carlos.
Yes, it's about my people in the cargo hold?
Look, before you say anything, I apologize. But space is at a premium. We did the best we could.
You said it'd be safe travels for my people, Mr. Donner. They are locked in a cargo hold with prisoners from Mars.
Has someone been harmed?
I don't know. I suppose not, but it's not exactly what I expected.
They're probably safer now than they've been in some time.
Hey, at least we're not flying in under attack, yeah?
Jesus. Sorry.
I best get to my seat.
Totally normal. Flying sounds.
This is a fucking free fall.
Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ!
Dear God! Fuck! Khodaya, Khodaya, khodet miduni. Zendegi ma dast tost. Har chi to bekhay, har chi to bekhay mishe ma ino bi, ma ino bavar daram. Khodaya, mersi az hame chi man.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for that. We hit one of our famous Titan electrical storms. Should be smooth sailing from here on out, but please keep your seatbelts fastened as a precaution.
I didn't take you for a religious person.
Me either.
Well, you seem calm as rain right now. You're not the least bit bothered?
I'm on a government ship to nowhere, probably until my dying day, in a very short while. Quite frankly, death is just a release.
Right. Sure thing, Major.
So this is just great. I thought you said it was smooth sailing.
This is Titan, Major, not Earth.
The storms can come out of nowhere.
Please gather your crew and secure cargo. Await further instructions.
Yes, Major.
Always an adventure with you.
It wasn't my idea to fly into a fucking tornado.
No, but it was your call to make the landing. You knew the risks.
Look, what's done is done. We've landed. We didn't blow up midair.
True, but rescues can take up to 24 hours. And we are overloaded with people, and not a lot of air and food to go around.
What are you saying?
The guys in the engine room gave me a number. 16 hours.
Fuck.
There is something else. There are only 5 or 6 suits that work outside for Titan. Someone screwed up the manifest with the Mars MK2s instead.
Are you kidding me?
Tell me this isn't a load of Vico operation.
What are we gonna do?
It can take days for a rescue ship to pick us up.
Do you know how cold these Titan nights can be out here in the wild?
Look, everyone, I hear you, okay?
Let's get our suits and breathers on and get out of here.
That's dumb. That's suicidal. That's much too dangerous.
No more suicidal than staying here.
Well, I'll tell you what. We can't all go. There aren't enough suits.
Hey, screw that. Why are we taking convicts anyway? They are dead men.
Hey, some of us are women too.
Watch yourself, jailbird.
Or what? You'll kill me? I thought you said we were dead men already.
I'm sorry to disappoint, but we are not going to sacrifice company property over a panic.
And I suppose you are one of the ones that gets to go, right?
If you want to go out there and face lightning on a gas stove, by all means, be the hero.
Listen, I know this terrain. I served 2 years here in the Leah Crater labor camp. It's not too far from here.
Look, we have 100% visibility. No lightning. We're fine. Just keep moving and keep silent. Preserve your air.
Holy shit, he's gone! Oh god, Major!
Quick, over there! The Major's been hit too!
She's fine, but her suit... Quick! Get the suit off the human barbecue over there. Pronto tonto, mate!
There. I'm okay. I'm okay. Thank you.
Yeah. For sure.
All right. Everyone, back to it. We're losing light. We have to keep moving. It's just a few more miles with these people. Something more is going on here. They don't send Majors to babysit or for supply runs. Soon, very soon, dust off. Spray down, shower and a drink. Right, on point. 5 clicks.
Major. Amelia, you with us?
Right here with you. Just one silent for a second.
Long day?
Long few weeks.
We're all a bit tired, to be honest.
Well, Titan isn't really a couple's destination. Where are you staying?
We are not together.
Well, in that case, here.
I don't take charity shots.
I don't give charity shots, lady. It's not from me. It's from her.
Keen, get over here.
Perhaps she's had enough.
Ah, fuck you, Padre. Keen, get over here, Private.
I hope this is okay. You both are waiting around.
Sure. When did you get here?
A few days ago. I always book a flight out before missions.
You certainly think a few steps ahead, don't you? We just got in a few hours ago.
Yes, well, slight delay and detour.
Well, gotta keep hunting for work. And there's no better place than Titan, right?
Sure. Hey, look at that, 2 preachers in a bar. One with me and another walks in worshipping the gods of Lodovico's C-suite.
Hi.
Oh, you come to tell me about my next opportunity or maybe tell me when I'm getting paid?
Actually, I'm here to see Father Bardalis.
I was promised a pathway for my people. That is yet forthcoming. Until I get something in writing, with your letterhead and signed off by someone who matters, we have nothing to discuss.
Well, look at you.
Well, you were promised amnesty and safe passage. I've seen to that. But I have something far better to offer. Walk with me. Let's leave these two heroes to enjoy their drinks. Make sure you are right for your meeting with the company and your auntie.
Fucking assholes.
You think they'd call us that if they really knew what was happening out there? See this? I got this 6 years ago on some fucking island, I don't know where. My sergeant got shot in his hand. His severed finger, wedding band attached.
Malayan Wars? Shit.
Bullets, shells. They never think it's body parts that injure you. That stuff never makes it into the history books.
Nah, it doesn't. Hey, I may have something coming up. Pay is probably shit, but it's work.
Is this about that secret meeting with your auntie in the C-suite? Sounds very important.
Shut up. Look, I don't know what it's about exactly, but if it's on, how do you feel about a promotion, Private Keen?
Hannah, when we're shooting it up like this, just call me Hannah.
Right, Hannah. To the... Ah, fuck it. Let's just shoot it down and get drunk. You know, someone once said that the best ideas often come 30 seconds before death. Life is like a dream sometimes. Insights come, you reach for it, but the more you grasp at it, the more it slips away.
And this is Trillium. More specifically, Trillium Govanianum, the Himalayan Trillium. Quite a rare species of flower, often called a birthroot.
Hi, Auntie.
Amelia? Ladies, this is quite a surprise. Forgive me if I get, sentimental. This is my niece from Earth. This is Amelia Wallenrod. I had a feeling you would be visiting.
I'm sorry for interrupting. I just...
Interrupting? Nonsense. We old women gather each week to marvel in awe at what botanical tidings the galaxy blesses us with. We call ourselves vieilles fleurs, the old flowers. Amelia is an exceptional and gifted creature, a piece of good fortune of the Ludovico Corporation. The person you do not get a hold of just every day.
I hope you can wean those ignorant millions off their horrid ways.
I'm just going out there to do a job for the company.
Amelia, what do you fancy of your old auntie?
She is the grandest flower of them all.
Oh.
Khaled, can we speak in private for a moment?
Certainly, my dear. Ladies, please pardon us for a moment.
Hey, I don't really know you. Why are you doing this all for me?
I'm not that particularly interested in this mission of yours. And I know we don't know each other very well. But a family's reputation is the only currency worth a damn in this day and age.
I want to get by on my own merit.
Oh, stop being a naive child. This is how things are done. We only say that, do this on my own nonsense to keep the rest of the great unwashed in their place. You are family, and we can help you. All we ask is you keep us informed.
Well, I thought you didn't care about the mission.
Quite right. But you never know what you might find out there. Or who? Oh, come on now. Anyone who is anyone knows what Lodovico is looking for out there. A certain Kurtz. It's why we fought so hard to get you in.
I told you, I don't need your...
I know you don't. We wouldn't even be able to have this conversation if it weren't for your outstanding record. All we ask for in return is that you debrief your old auntie. That's it, just a little debrief. Why don't you stay for a drink or two? We're having hokshir. They're splendid.
Maybe some other time.
suit yourself, dear. Remember, family first. And everyone else can... Do they even matter?
I like a story that will take me to extremes. And nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
It's amazing how out of touch with the truth they are. I mean, they live in a world of their own. And there's never been anything like it and never can be again.
Amelia, great to see you. Please, take a seat.
You're here?
Everyone is moving on to bigger and better things. What can I tell you? It's Titan. These gentlemen are personally bonding and ensuring this meeting. Have you seen the VP of Group Ops or Stratcom before?
Only on the vids.
Your background is, well, colorful, but impressive, of course.
Well, we are talking here for a reason, aren't we?
Up front. Based on the results of your recent physical, how would you personally describe your recent experiences with tinnitus?
I'm fine.
Is it bothering you?
No, it doesn't impact my work.
I'm sorry. My colleague is overly cautious. This isn't an interrogation, Major Wallenrod. You have the contract. Please sit. Please, relax. Would you care for a drink?
No.
I insist. I only bring out this whiskey for special occasions. It is aged in space. It provides for a taste that is very focused with smoked fruit, such as prunes, raisins, sugar plums, and cherries. Earthy peat smoke, peppermint, aniseed, cinnamon, and smoked bacon or hickory smoked ham. The aftertaste is intense and long, with hints of wood, antiseptic lozenges, and rubbery smoke. It is a luxury we can afford in our position. I'm sorry, I'm blabbering on.
Well, in that case, neat. Now, you don't need a major along for a supply run to an outer colony. Can we stop dancing and get to the point? What am I really doing here?
I told you. 3 months ago, we lost contact with an asset in deep space. He was supposed to rendezvous with our local head, but we've had no communication of any kind.
Nothing. Not from the asset or the local contact. Is he dead?
Unclear. That's why we need to reestablish communication with the colony on Obsidian 2B.
Holy shit. I'm sorry, the Obsidian system? I didn't know Lodovico has a presence there. For that matter, anyone else. Isn't that place bound by the Treaty of...
That's not important. What's important is that our presence in the system remains intact. Are you familiar with the Colonel Charles Kurtz?
Only in passing. Sort of a...
What?
Never mind.
Play the recording.
Time after time, these children send a simple clerk to deliver an errand of a diplomat. This pointless dance that has lost any meaning than of the processes itself. I hate them. Those liars, those narrow men. They know nothing. They know less than nothing. Yet I am grateful. They continuously send that which I need to sustain me and the great work we are all doing here.
Play the next one.
I do not know where my power ends and theirs begins. We are bound to each other's fates as brothers. I have done what I can. But they must be saved for the greater good. They must be liberated.
He was one of the best of us. A great officer. A humanitarian man. We know very little of him, just what the consortium records have. That he was, and still is, a colonel for some time now, delivering helium-3 and other critical resources.
Who sent him?
Unknown. We only know that he has been there for quite some time. Before my time.
Probably before you were even born.
Well, at some point his methods became unsound. They worship him, the man, like a god, and follow his every order, every word, however ridiculous or cruel.
Kurtz has been formally charged by the IGO with murder. Out there with the natives, it is a temptation to play God. And when you play a character long enough, it can become you. As Nietzsche put it, if you gaze long enough into the abyss will gaze back. Everyone has a breaking point, and obviously, Kurtz has reached his.
Miss Wallenrod, your orders are to travel aboard one of the new Austronesian-class interstellar ships, the Erebus. Your cover mission will be a J-listed mission to secure and transport new supplies and convicts to the outer colony of Galice 667CC.
A J-mission?
That prioritization should clear any speed bumps along the way. You will have the priest engineer to ensure smooth sailing.
Ah, that's the reason.
Learn what you can about Kurtz on the way, and then slip into Obsidian 2B. Conduct a risk assessment of the situation, and then liquidate the Colonel's management on this world.
Liquidate the Colonel?
He is operating with God knows what resources. But certainly enough to send through a significant portion of the economic lifeblood of our civilization. And he has an army.
This sounds really messy.
You are a major, and will answer on this mission only to us. The captain is by the book, so should be fine to manage. Mr. Donner here will be special advisor for you on this mission.
Sounds great. I appreciate the help.
If you do this, Major, I will personally tuck you in every night on New Uruk. Full retirement stipend. You will never have to step foot on the rock, ever again.
You will have full command and authority on this mission, given your rank. But you realize, Major, that this mission doesn't exist, nor will it ever exist. You are bound to the strictest NDA ever filed in this or any other system. Waivers are described in paragraph 16. Length of service is defined as 2.7 years.
do this.
We can fucking do this. Just the last one. Last one, just suck it up. Go back in there. You fucking got this.
You good?
How was your break?
Fuck off. I have a few clarifying questions.
Excuse me?
Clarifying questions. Will this arrangement end up like Krishna 5?
Those were completely different circumstances, and quite frankly, I don't appreciate—
I'm tired. A simple yes or no will do.
It's fine. You won't have a repeat of those circumstances. Those issues have been resolved and can happen again anyway.
So, do we have an agreement?
Well, lay it out on the table.
You will transfer cargo and convict supplies to the Blue Sky Limited Colony on Gliese 667CC. Cox and OPEX to be accounted for in ledgers as 1-3 and 2-3 agreement between Blue Sky Limited and the Lodovica Corporation. The Lodovica to acquire and supply its own slaves. Convict contribution as specified.
Do we have an agreement?
Yes, Amelia. Do we?
Yes.
Excellent. We're done. Next.
I haven't been to one of these in a minute. Ugh, roughing it.
You're vile.
I'm also rich, so...
Next slot, contraband serving an average 7 years. Let the bidding start, 100,000. At 100,000 now, do I see two? Yes, 200,000.
Is this amount of human capital really necessary? These aren't exactly useful in combat missions.
We're not going to populate the stars with good intentions.
This whole enterprise is abhorrent.
Look, I don't like this any more than you do, but it's the way things are.
Right hand side now, 450. Now, can we see five? Yes, there's five there now. At five now,
this bid is coming close. I think it's time to make an offer.
Or better now, six on the right, 600's there. 600.
2 million.
2 million going once. 2 million going twice. People, there's a bargain waiting to happen here. Going twice again. Ah, fuck it. Sold. Lot 375 to the woman with the 1,000-yard stare.
Look at you, high price bidder.
Yeah, well, I don't have time to play around here. You have your family now. They can be your problem.
And the next lot. Lot 376. A male from Earth. Age 30. Qualified medical. 20-year sentence for multiple attacks connected with the Malayan Front Lunar Revolt and Mars Insurrection.
Wait, is that...
The auction opens at 15,000.
Seems like a lot of trouble to
me. At 15,000,
send him to the mines if you don't.
At 15,000,
it's a death sentence.
We
are not a charity.
At 15,000, can I see 20 at least?
We have a mission, Richard. Do not spend what you don't...
50,000!
50,000, wow. Someone wants to end this quickly. 50,000 going once. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a brilliant long-term prospect. 50,000 going twice. The hammer's coming down. 50,000, final call. Sold to the 1,000-yard stare.
If it wasn't for him, we'd still be stuck in a methane desert. He's coming with us.
The price is unjustified, and no one is going to pay the transfer fee to recoup that kind of cost when you sell him.
Well, we're lucky then that we're not going to resell him. He goes free after the mission, period.
This thing is huge!
Get to know it. It's your home for the next few years.
Major Wallenrod, this is Captain Eugene Clark.
Aye, Major Wallenrod. Welcome aboard.
It's quite a ship you have.
It's the largest of its kind in the consortium. The Austronesian-class interstellar ship. It's based on an old El Kiber design. The ship is called the Erebus. Over here, the pathways for the facilities for the crew. Wreck areas, mess hall. Down there is our engine room. The latest warp engine, thanks to Padre over here. And down below in our hull, the prison hold and the cargo areas. The real belly of the beastie.
Wasn't Erebus a god or something?
It was named after the ship that tried to find the Northwest Passage on Earth.
They ever find it?
No. Shipwrecked. And they all died.
Not exactly an inspiring story.
Well, it laid the groundwork for eventual shipping trade practices. Besides, that one took too many risks. I can promise you, this captain is all about getting the job done and getting my corp paycheck, Major. I am no glory seeker. Besides, it could have been worse. They could have named this ship after its companion vessel.
And what was that?
The Terror.
Dear God, I pray for all those aboard this vessel that as they come and go, you will keep them safe, but also help them to exemplify you, Lord. I pray that we would feel your presence with us even as we leave this vessel.
Greetings, Father. It is good to see you again.
Attention, crew and passengers of the Erebus. As we begin this voyage, be advised that there are specific safety precautions you will have to follow that are non-negotiable. Please take your seats. You will need to take the medication that is in front of you. It helps combat the effects of warp sickness. Prepare for warp drive acceleration. What you're feeling now is normal. It's okay. Relax. Just breathe normally.
We are bound to each other's fates.
You've been listening to Hollow, a production of Violet Hour Media, directed and produced by Maria Corso, written by Michael Ryan Asip and Peter Weinsutsky, music composition by Umberto, executive producer Cassie Josefov, sound design, sound mix, and master by Jan Piasecki, edited by Simon Machin, produced by Peter Weinsutsky. Shiva Nagar is the voice of Amelia, and Doug Bradley is Colonel Kurtz. Rich Green is Donner. Andrea Garcia is Private Keen Hannah. Emmanuel Menjivar is Carlos. Nathan Coonan is Isaac. Joey Fontana is Kendra. And Ian Dick is Clark. Additional voices by Eric Fischler, Farida Abdelaziz, Zach Glassman, Ariana Gonzalez, Courtney Matthews, Matt Masiero, Stuart Maxheimer, Marla Denise, John Grab, Lou McGackie, Julian Dominguez, and Veronica Macari.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.